Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 20th week after the Sunday of Trinity Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be made known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 22. Your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. We must learn to accept and to believe the Word. Christ Himself proclaims this Word to us, and God has commanded us to believe it as the truth. To reject this Word is tantamount to calling Christ a liar. We must learn to believe and trust the Word, despite what our feelings may be inclined to suggest to us. If you are to believe the Word, you cannot cling to what your own thoughts or feelings may suggest. You must cling to God's Word, no matter how little you actually feel or experience it. If you are a person who realizes his need and wretchedness and have a hearty desire to participate in the consolation and love of Christ, give your ears and heart to Christ. Take hold of the comforting picture presented in the gospel, in which he shows that he wants you to acknowledge him and believe in him. You can be sure he has an even deeper love and concern for you than any earthly bridegroom has for his beloved bride. On the other hand, he expects such a heartfelt confidence and joy from you towards himself that it exceeds that of any bride for her bridegroom. We could all probably find any amount of cause here to reprehend our unbelief and declare, if such warm, heartfelt confidence and joy can be found between a bride and bridegroom, after all a rather insignificant and transient matter, why do I not find greater joy in my godly and faithful Savior Christ, who gave himself for me as my very own possession? What a wretched thing this unbelief is. It keeps my heart from being full of laughter and eternal joy. Let us pray. Lord, remove from us all diffidence, lukewarmness, and unbelief, and confirm us in the joy of salvation, which is always ours, in and through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.